I think we're naturally segueing here into Miscellaneous Owl.
Dropping money too low, I reached too high, pushed off the wrong thing. And I felt money cap go, the way you know without having to see it. Something's gone wrong inside, I can feel it. Can you feel it? Reach a little farther towards heaven with your knee bent down.
I gotta say, I didn't have a lot of strong opinions for this fight, but my first impression, it sounded a little bit like video game music, which I always like. Can't make out the lyrics, but I like the tune though, so I enjoyed the song, and I enjoyed the video game-iness of it. I just wish I remembered what the lyrics were.
That's interesting, because I feel like, I mean, the lyrics are pretty straightforward, but I also feel like there's something going on that I don't quite understand. I mean, it's about, you know, a relationship that's not going well, but there is like a very literal discussion of a knee injury at the beginning, and I don't see how that ties in with the relationship directly.
I have kind of this unfair bias against love songs just because of hours spent sitting and shopping centers listening to repetitive pop music. It's a bit of an unfair bias.
I really like Owl's voice, and I like this sort of lo-fi indie pop sound in general, so this does fit into one of my genre bias sweet spots. Owl singing and harmonies on the chorus are, I think, are especially nice, probably my favorite part of the song. I did complain a little bit about the mix, which I think could use some work. So there's this guitar strum right after the first chorus that comes in about, you know, 1 minute, 3 seconds or so after the song starts. That's just pretty loud in my left ear, and it drowns out some of the vocals. It's just a little jarring. I also don't really like that sort of synth harpsichord sound, which I think sounds kind of cheesy. But I love the hand claps. I like parts where everything drops out, like all the instrumentation drops out except for the vocals. Those kinds of starts and stops I really like. Sort of towards the end, I think there's an upwards key change, which is a little bit clunky. And I think overall, these sorts of blemishes don't really distract from a pretty good song. But I do notice them. Like my internal critic is like, hey, did you hear that?
Okay, that's really interesting because you didn't mention something that I thought for sure you guys are going to mention. Two things, actually. First one, is it just me? The percussion seems way too loud on this song. It's drowning out the vocals. I want the percussion to like just back down a little bit, or maybe like some mixing magic that you pan it in a certain way or something that just so it doesn't step on the vocals so much. And the second thing is that not at the 1 minute mark that Mike put out, but about 30 seconds later, there's a sudden jarring change to the rhythm, and I can only assume it's intentional because it's much too obvious to me to be an accident, but it came off like an accident to me. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think that's the key change. That's around 1 minute 36 seconds or so.
Right, but it's accompanies like a rhythmic stumble.
Yeah.
I think it's just a little bit of sloppiness.
Wow, it was so jarring. I felt like it had to be done on purpose, but I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah. Well, you know, this sort of lo-fi indie pop genre has some of that in it. You know, it's meant to be a little bit quirky and it's not, you know, super produced and stuff. So
I don't think
that's terribly uncommon for the genre, but I noticed it too.
Wow. It felt really unusual to me. But those are my only complaints, though I have to say. I love the song overall. The vocals were just a bomb to my ear. Despite the parts that I didn't really understand about the actual physical knee injury, I do love just a lot of the visuals or the imagery in the song. I love the line, I wore your ring like a bandage. That's just perfect.
That's a nice line, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a great song too. I like the synth sounds. I thought the guitar playing was good, but the guitar track itself is a little rough. Like you hear some clangers, and at least one of those transitions was a little off. I think that's the part that we were discussing before. And the mixing is a little inconsistent. And the cymbals, like right before the end, sound weird. And I'm not sure what's up with that. But, you know, the quality and the charm of the composition really shine through. I think Owl should have sent the Reaper file to Chumpy and I to tweak levels and to, like, argue over it for a couple of days, made this into, you know, I would have added some clav. And I mean, this is a great...
yeah, this could have been a great Jerkatorium song if we had, you know, a couple days to work on it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the melody is excellent. The lyrics are excellent. And it's a lovely song. I just wish they'd spent a little bit more time polishing it.